You're listening to Radio Golf Show.
He's got a filter on. He's got one of these.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening. It is Rotofest number 6, the PGA Championship 2022. We have a loaded house. We have our defending champion, our reigning Roto champ. We don't have a defending champ because nobody picked Mickelson last year.
Because everybody got disqualified last event.
That's right. But we do have our reigning champion from Texas, Mr. David Ogren, who himself played in a bunch of PGAs, who's going to have some inside knowledge for us. We have a first-timer.
A virgin.
We have a couple of first-timers. We have a rock star. We have an author. We have golf pros, teachers, playing pros, all kinds of people.
Bus drivers.
We figured we needed a personal physician. We needed a doctor. We got one. We got a doc that smokes and drinks. And that would be Mr. Fehring on the phone. We have Michael Timpus with us from Germany.
Yes.
Heinz?
Wo bist du genau in Deutschland?
Lohne.
Wo?
Fechter.
That must be somewhere up north. Never heard of it.
Between Bremen and Osnabrück.
Ah, you're by Denmark.
Heinz?
Yeah. Straight on the borderline.
Point von mir, der war Sandhäuser, ne? Der war Sandhausen, ist bei uns hier in der Gegend. Das war ein Maler. Weißt du, was ein Maler ist, oder?
No.
That's a Maler.
Achso, ein Maler.
Und ich hab mir einmal erklärt, die Leute in Heidelberg sind vornehmen, wir sind vom Land. Ich habe gesagt, was ist im Norden? Alles im Norden von Heidelberg sind Arschlöcher, mehr brauchst du nicht wissen.
Ja, das ist bei uns alles südlich von Osnabrück ist Bayern.
Ja, exactly. So sieht das aus. Casey, what's going on, my man? You falling asleep here?
No, I'm good. I'm back. I need to
see. You got a new girlfriend or something that you keep your place that clean?
Who, me?
No, I just don't let my wife or kids in here. That's how it's.
Wow.
It
looks so cool, like you were like one of those traveling rock stars before when you had all those guitars and stuff laying around.
I've got the guitar. They're just out of screen. They're over here.
Ooh.
They're still, everything's still here.
Okay. We have also, gentlemen, let me, I need to send... Mr. Fehring.
You realize at this point, Frank, if everybody's never seen this podcast before, they're just about to leave.
I really...
you got to keep moving here, my God.
I really don't care. All right. The second newcomer today is our good friend from Herzogenaurach, although I don't think he's there today.
Just come back.
We have the reigning PGA of Germany Teacher of the Year, Mr. Craig Miller. Welcome,
Good evening,
Craig.
Guys. Good evening. Guys.
Nice to be here. Signing autographs.
See you.
Living the life, man. Living the high life, Ted. Yeah, you know it. Stuck at teaching Frau Schmidt. Yeah,
he's going to be on the news. Then we have a PGA of Germany Teacher of the Year from Heidelberg, Mr. Ted Long, who's walking, averaging 33,000 steps a day these days. Are you?
I tell you what, that would be nice.
That would be nice. But I noticed right away that you lost weight. That definitely looked like it to me.
You're going through your non-drinking phase.
I shaved. 3 years is my anniversary. 3 years since I gave up my common sense and stopped drinking.
Really?
That's the dumbest decision I ever made. What the hell did I get out of it? I'm as fat as I was when I started. I don't feel, I'm not in a bad mood sometimes when I get up, but I'm never in a good mood when I go to bed.
It's Heinz again.
Here it comes, Heinz.
Heinz. Hallo, Heinz. Grüß dich.
He's in there again.
Alles klar, mache ich.
Well, who else is calling?
Heinz is calling me on like two phones. Jesus Christ.
It's amazing, isn't it? I mean, imagine we all got paid to do this shit. That would be hilarious.
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
So why are we not with the men's team, Ted?
Well, here, end of November, my women's team's coach, so I'm doing the budgets and all that as usual. And I say, hey, look, you got 21 girls on your team. Five of them didn't play around last year. I said, that team's getting knocked down to 14. Oh, I have to be in. I said, you don't have to do anything but get down to 14 people. She quit the next day. So here I'm in the end of November. I'm flying back to the States, and I've already hired two guys for the golf academy. So I can't hire another one. Who are you going to find end of November anyway? So I said, okay. I mean, Fritz doesn't want to do the women. I said, okay, I'll do the women. Because most of them came to my club to work with me anyways, right? That's another story, Lloyd. Okay. Some people.
So that's a new project.
The men's team's a project too. I mean,
I want to go back to getting paid for this. This would be like getting paid to sit at the bar, drink beer, and just shoot the shit with people.
Yeah, it's good.
That's right. That's right. Let me finish the introductions. We have.
Start over again, Frank, okay? Just start over, okay?
Absolutely not.
We got two newbies, Michael Kimmels from Denmark. We
have Brother Burley from Holland. Brother Burley, welcome back. I think you're one of the few guys I beat last time in this thing.
So yeah, he feels like an old timer. He's been here once.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it always
feels like a lot longer with Ted. I mean,
that's what she said.
To be honest, when Ted was speaking there, I was close to tears myself.
And then we have our Mr. Casey Shea from Los Angeles. Hello, Casey, the bus driver, who is very good at this, and my partner in crime and co-host, Mark. Grüß dich, Mark. All right, let us do this right now. I don't know what is going on with Heinz. We're waiting for the chairman. I hope he will come. The first order of business, it's the snake draft. We are, of course, selecting the order of the draft. For this,
Craig, $1,000 if you've ever even heard of the snake draft.
I'm absolutely completely lost already.
Oh, yeah, well, you'll be fine.
Frank's going to have to explain it again, and I might have a chance to understand.
No idea.
Somebody gets two picks, okay?
Right.
And then Heinz come in and picks some guys you've never heard of, right? Frank jinxes the guys that he picks, they never any good. I always have great picks, but one of my guys gets disqualified for a snake bite, so I finish last. Casey, who I don't know why, he's won more than anybody. And I guess it's because he lives in California. And Mishael has never lost.
Yeah. And you know, don't you wish the dome was here, the other dome?
He was great. I'm going to tell you something.
That's the dome.
We're not important enough for him. He's got a bag now.
I think he's got a bag, hasn't he? Yeah.
He's got a bag. And, you know, he did enough stats for this horseshit show, right? And he came on here with facts you never heard of in your life. Guys that can do this.
Oh, that was blinding, wasn't it? That was really, really blinding.
Craig, he had stats about shit you couldn't believe. I said, the dome. What's his name again?
Drew Heinsley.
I said, my man, you're giving us facts. We're playing a goddamn British Open on a links course. What in the hell does that have to do with anything? You know what I mean? But he had some amazing facts. The guy was very impressive. And the thing is, he looks like a big guy, and I think he's only like 5'3" because he comes up to about the shoulder on a girl he's caddying for.
He's caddying on the LPGA now. There is the chairman, Mr. Heinz Fehring. Heinz, grüß dich. We have found you. You have found us. Good to see you. Yeah,
no. Good evening.
There he is.
We now have more Germans than we do non-Germans.
Everybody's here to take down Ogren. That's the point here, I think. Is it? I'm sure you're busy. You're an Arsenal fan, right? So that FA Cup did nothing for you, I think.
Big game tomorrow night. No, big game on Wednesday, guys. My team, Rangers, man.
Oh, Glasgow and Frankfurt.
Yeah. Frankfurt, yep. Big game.
Very good. All right, draft order. I got two hats. My daughter made me two hats, one with numbers, one with names. I will draw the first number, which is number 9. And I will draw a name to it. We are 9 people.
That'll be you, Craig. What you You think it'd be a bad number, it's a good one.
Mr. Miller.
Miller. On number nine pick.
I sent his daughter a chocolate pass. Bar. That's a good pick. Sent me the list.
That's a good pick. Number two.
Burnley.
Pick. Another one.
Burnley.
Mr. Ogren is number two. Mr. Okay, Ogren, number two. Ogren. Next number is...
Horny.
Number three. And we have... The Beard.
Oh, thank you very much.
I told you I got that one right.
Yeah.
Mr. Horina.
Now, Tim Pius is going to get this one because he has no clue what's going on. And he'll not know what four is, but it sounds like a good number.
Five.
That was a five? I thought it was four. We've only done three so far.
Five.
It's random. Okay, random.
Oh, five random numbers. I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
That don't number make five. It too complicated.
Time keeps changing.
Mr. Tempus, the dark.
I told you, I've got them all right so far.
Dark.
Casey's really starting to wonder if I've done my homework at this point. Oh, so I would say it's going to be between me and Ogren.
Number now eight.
That's it. Brother Burley.
Heinz, chairman. Number eight.
I have to take what's left, no?
No, well, you're double.
Number nine.
Number six.
Thing, double bar.
Number six, Mr. Shea.
I told you.
Zach, Shea, I don't want to be number.
He's a Mets fan. He went to Shea State.
Number one.
Gotta be Mr. Longbow.
Number one.
It's gotta be Ted.
Longbow.
Yeah, what's gonna happen?
Longbow.
Right there.
No excuses.
Food, isn't he?
No.
This is an outrage.
Number four.
Now, hold on. Let me take a guess.
Number four.
I keep saying Burley, and I don't get him, so it's going to be you, Frank.
Number four.
It's going to be you, Frank. Come on. Can you read your own name?
Brother Burley.
Yeah.
And this must be me, number seven.
Only you would be the number with one not left in the name.
Yes.
Let's do it. Zwei, vier, sechs, sieben. We will go 2, 4, 6 rounds. Do you think we can manage six rounds?
I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm going to do a different thing. I'm only going to pick Asians. I don't care what happens. I'm going with all Asian team. Can you get the list out?
The list will be up.
I'd like to make a suggestion to the group. I got to go to the bathroom. It might take an hour. Just where I put down a list of Asians and just keep picking Asians for me until I get back.
Mr. Long, you have the first pick.
I'll take Morikawa. He's got some sort of Asian blood in him.
Morikawa. All right.
I'm glad he's up there because I was going to the bottom of the list.
Oh, why is this so small?
Craig, trust me when I tell you this, okay? The most important thing is don't pick a guy that's going to get disqualified. So really concentrate.
Mr. Goldrian sends his regrets. He is tied up with Corona. He wanted to be here very much. And also Mr. Kraus, the dragon golfer, is on his way back from Morocco. So a couple of guys that really wanted to be here. Mr. Ogren, it's your pick, sir.
Easy, Scheffler.
Scheffler, the number one player.
He's a Texas guy. Are you from Texas? You told me once before. I thought you were from Utah or something. Where are you from, David?
Not Utah, Illinois.
Same thing.
Yeah. says the guy.
Just a little flatter.
Says the guy with the West Virginia shirt.
Mike Small is a good buddy of mine. They're at regionals right now. One of my kids plays for him.
There you go. All right, the next one is Mr. Horner.
I'll go with Cam Smith.
The mullet in the heat.
You got to love that guy. What a class act he is. He really is a man.
Very impressive.
Love that guy. Oh, he's a phenomenal guy. I mean, David probably knows more, but you can't fake being that honest. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's got to be the second hottest player since this year.
Scheffler.
After Scheffler.
Scheffler.
Right.
Scheffler guy.
And Scheffler.
Our guys are doing well. You see, Yannick Paul was second. He almost won last week.
Yeah, it was impressive. He played well.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He's one of the nicest people on the planet.
Who is this?
Solid on Sunday, Yannick.
Who is this?
Yannick Paul.
Yannick Paul. I coached him like 9 years.
He played solid.
He's just a really solid guy, isn't he? Yeah. Very nice person.
It is Mr. Burley's pick. Brother Burley, who are you with?
My number one pick on the list. Last weekend, he was 26 under par for the last 49 holes he played, bogey free, but was three over for the first nine. Xander Schauffele.
Ooh.
Is he taking over from the dome on stage?
Yeah, no, it's just looks just like, say, like
just give us a name. Just, listen, I'm going to tell you something. You got to be on this thing at least three shows before you're allowed to make a comment. Stick to the name.
Schauffele for Mr. Burley.
If that's too hard, take a number next to the guy.
Number five, the fifth pick goes to the Doc.
JT.
Whoa. Okay, my boy's still there.
Oh, I'm still there too.
My fingers crossed.
He's not going to go with McElroy. He's going to go with Ram.
Doc. All right. The next pick is Mr. Shea.
Rahm.
That was a tough one. You really did your homework on that one, Casey.
I just want to remind everybody that Mr. Shea is coming out with a new album that
I have never heard his last one.
Well,
I actually looked him up. You told me the name of his band. I couldn't find him on the internet.
Well, it's difficult because it's Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
So you know,
find us on the internet.
Yeah,
I just saw it like this. That couldn't have been you.
All right, it's my turn. I'm going with
whoever he is, he's going to get disqualified.
Yeah, well, that's why DJ. I'm going with Spieth.
Oh, you just jinxed him.
Why?
Well, because you picked him. That's why.
Well, you want some side action?
I'll take it all. I'll take the Team Asia against your group.
Now we have Mr. Fehring with the next pick.
Well, I think I take Hovland.
Victor, this can't do it. He's going to
win. I'm going to tell you something, Heinze, baby. That is the first time you've come across the board with a really good pick coming out of the gate. I mean, I'm surprised.
Really
he usually picks up these guys that I've never heard of.
I don't think he's shot against good enough.
The only person paying attention, Rahm did not pick Rahm. Just.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, Frank, have another drink.
Drinking coffee, dude.
Okay, so is it me now?
We are with Mr. Miller, who has two picks.
I've got two picks. Hey,
his new name is Snakebite.
That surprised me, right? I'm going to go outside the box here because he just got married and I think he's going to be very relaxed after his honeymoon. I'm going to go DJ.
Well, he might be totally exhausted too.
No, I think he's going to come back. He's due a good week, that guy.
A dead horse is going to get up and start running.
I'm telling you, he's not going to be far away. And I'm going to take for my second pick, Shane Lowry, because his iron play is dynamite and that's what you got to do around the golf course.
There you go.
What course are they playing, by the way? Do you know?
How is
not Augusta?
I would like to make a suggestion. I don't want to call him Miller anymore. I'm going to call him Snakebite because he came out of the date. Snakebite draft.
Right. We are back to the chairman, Mr. Fehring, Heinz.
Cool. I like being number nine. That's good.
Yeah, I think Fitzpatrick.
Matt Fitzpatrick.
Yeah.
Very nice.
A good one. That was going to be mine as well, Heinz.
Yeah, that's you two guys are.
He finished second last week, so I think he might be. Yeah.
He might not get disqualified.
He's got a good putter as well in the bag as well, so that's a good thing, I think.
I'm going Patrick Cantlay. When was the last time a non-American won this? This is the question.
That's a good question, that one, yeah.
Are all you Europeans hating on McIlroy?
I don't know, man. He also got married and he hasn't recovered.
I like the guy. He's a nice guy. But the thing is, when he started whining about how important the Ryder Cup was, that was like, come on, man, get a fucking clue.
It's
just got beat by the best team in the history of the Ryder Cup.
It's Mr. Shea. Mr. Shea, please.
I'll take Mr. Koepka.
Oh, all right. That's a, I tell you what. That's an outside pick these days, the way he's been playing.
Seriously, has he made a cut lately?
I guarantee he'll play well. If Casey is a reverse jinx.
Oh, I just realized.
Casey's not playing, huh?
Spieth is.
No, Casey's is. See that guy with the long hair in the clean room and the.
Oh, yeah, okay. I thought you said Paul. That's Casey Shea.
That's Mr. Shea.
You probably know him just from his band, the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, I know that, Bill.
There you go.
I'm going to listen to them.
That's some karaoke stuff.
No, I'm gonna check it out. Check it out, man.
We have the good doctor, Dr. Tempus, please.
Yeah, I think the last non-US winner was Jason Day.
That might be true. Is he playing?
Yes. I'm not sure. Matsuyama.
Yes, yeah.
Matsuyama.
I'm on the Asians, not you, Junge. Irgendwo anders. Fucking Fidel Castro.
So is that true? We're not allowed to be Asian players now.
Fidel Castro stole my pick. He probably got a WhatsApp from Frank. Matsuyama to piss that off.
Hideki. Does anybody remember this scene where Hideki is trying to help Scheffler into the green jacket in the butler cabin?
Oh, don't.
That was awesome. We are off to Brother Burley with the next pick, please.
Well, I can't wait to hear what Ted has to say about this, but I'm going to go for Rory McIlroy.
There you go. Oh,
crumbs, yeah. Crumbs.
Okay, well, he's got to go sooner
later. Well, I mean, the good news is, here's the good news, okay? For someone whose son plays, right, and you can see him on TV or some of my players, at least you're going to get to watch him, regardless of what he shoots, because they always have him on TV.
Yeah, correct.
You know that, don't you, Craig, with Schmitty? Yeah. I mean, the guy's shooting the lights out, and there's...
And then Dr. Hurley
almost won the British Masters. They're showing the guy who's 8 over par. Every shot he's hitting, that fat guy.
It's infuriating. It's infuriating, man.
Well, it's not
On Sunday, they had 4 guys in the top 10, I think, or whatever, and there was no coverage on German Sky. Yeah? I mean...
Nothing.
It's crazy, man.
Well, but you two guys, Ted and Craig, you know, Craig being Matti's coach and your son, Ted, you guys, I can't remember a time when every weekend there's a German guy in the hunt. It's you know, great. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Every weekend.
This generation that's now on the tour are players, man. These guys are players. They could win.
Yeah, Yannick, I taught Yannick since he's been about... But 16 or something like that, or 15 or 16. I always said he was going to be a very, very good player. And like, well, he doesn't hit it that far. I go, he's 15. I said, there's certain things, and I'm sure a few guys know this. There's character traits that all great players have, and it's very hard to teach that, you know. And this guy always had it. He was very analytical, but at the same time, natural, and never got too excited. I mean, I remember in the tour school, very calm guy. In the tour school, he made a triple bogey on an easy par 5 in the tour school. And I remember he was kind of shaking a little bit. I pulled him aside before he hit. I said, look, here's the deal. At some point, your golf game's going to come back. I said, the question is, what's our score going to look like? Okay. I said, try to relax. Let's get it on the middle of the green, walk slow. And I said, that golf game will catch up to us. And the guy made 2 eagles after that. What a great guy, man. A great guy to caddy for. Very great guy to caddy for.
And his brother is on the Corn Ferry, right?
Yeah, he's also doing well. Good. He's doing good. 65th now or something, or 15th, yeah, something decent. Like that in the rankings.
Yeah.
I think I said this the last time, Ted. I think you look at the generation right now, these guys have all been to the States and learned how to play golf and not swing it. You know, it's not technique. Yeah. These guys are players now. They come from America. They're coming back and... The German kids that have been there have learned how to play golf on a golf course and not on a driving range. Yeah,
exactly.
And that's what's happening. Yeah, and they're complete players now. They're not thinking about their swings. These guys are going out and they can play golf and they can compete, and they're putting scores up and not trying to make perfect golf swings. And that's, I think, the biggest thing with this generation now coming through. Yeah,
and I sent them all. Tell the truth. Who sent them all to the States?
Ted Long.
That's right, and against the advice of the entire German Golf Federation.
Really?
Oh, they thought it was horrible. You know, how can we do that? You know, we can't coach them. I said, yeah. I said, they're going to have to become self-sufficient. Kind of what happens when you stand on the last hole with a club in your hand. If you're not self-sufficient, you might have a problem hitting the ball.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's get back to it, huh?
Absolutely. Well, as a fan and a spectator, I'm grateful to you two guys. for your contribution to that. Let's keep going. Yeah. We are with the beard with Mr. Horner. How are you? The sun is setting in Stuttgart. I see.
Yes, it is actually. Yeah. I'll go with Zalatoris.
Oh, the Greek god. Zalatoris. Is he any good? I mean, is
he looks good. He's blonde haired guy. But you don't know this. Listen, the Vikings went down and conquered northern Greece. That's why you get blonde haired people in the north of Greece.
Really?
In the 8th century, yes.
In the 8th century? What are you...
I saw a movie once on it.
Now, he's getting his facts wrong, but there are certain people in northern Greece that are really blonde.
I know they are because the Vikings went down there. Just like fucking, what's his name, Columbus. He was on his way to freaking India.
He was a Viking too.
An education program.
You heard it first here.
Yeah, you heard it first, man.
Vikings, Viking, Greek.
I'm telling you something, Wikipedia, I'm telling you the fact.
Well, I mean,
that's it. Okay.
We're up to Mr. Ogren's second pick, who does have the number one player in the world. Mr. Ogren.
Yes, I do. Sorry for my apparent distraction. I'm doing retail stuff at the same time I'm doing the show.
Retail?
Yeah, retail stuff. You ready for this one?
Yeah.
I'm going not on the first page.
Oh.
Not on the second page.
He does this.
Oh, yeah.
John Daly.
I'm going to number 66.
All right.
Six. Wise.
No, 66.
66.
66.
Third page.
He just 66. Won. The guy. Is that a guy? He won. He just won, no?
It's a K.H. Lee.
Yes.
Is that guy? Did he really?
Longball's next pick.
How about you piece of shit? Sorry to say that, but I'm the one who's supposed to get all the Asians. That was my Asian thing.
Ed, nobody's going to give you an Asian.
I was going to say something. Since this show is primarily probably a German show, I was going to say if I picked Alito, I get a two or threefer.
What?
Sorry.
That would.
Here's, I'm going to tell you exactly why I picked KH. Number one, the score he put up this week was phenomenal. I mean, just. That course, I know, played easy for the guys, but it's not that easy. Number two, I'm tracking the people who played pretty well at Riviera.
Interesting.
Because Riviera and Southern Hills have a similar vibe to them. And so you get somebody who played okay at Riviera. He shot 6-under or 7-under, something like that. And he played great this week. And he's going to do just fine at Southern Hills.
Southern Hills.
He lost it for a second. Casey just won on his phone and will look for the results of the tournament.
Did Riviera
see who to pick next.
Did K.H. Lee really say one of his goals is to be the sexiest golfer in the interview?
That's him. Okay.
And I like that line.
Yeah, me too. We are at Mr. Long for two picks, you snake.
Just go down the list. Anybody whose name is Lee. M.
Well, we got Sung J M.
I'm taking him. I'll take him.
Sung J M. You'll take.
I'll take him.
Okay, and who else?
I don't know. Go down the list and find one. I don't give a shit. As long as you didn't just put my stop, Frank. Slowly, go put down on 24 long ball.
I am. My God. Long ball.
He gets M and Kim.
Kim,
you could put these guys out with some Korean rock stars, and I would
take the answer, please.
No, I'm taking. Keep going. I'm going all Asian this week.
Gooch,
I like your style.
Siwoo Kim,
there, stop right
Siwoo
there.
Kim.
Siwoo Kim.
Well, okay.
Siwoo Kim, and if he was on ESPN, Chris Berman would have called Siwoo Kim. Has anybody seen Kim?
Have you followed the UU swing?
The U swing.
The UU swing.
UU swing. Is that a guy or is that his swing?
No, that is a method of swinging the golf club.
You swing your shirt out. Wasn't some guy was on YouTube who stuttered?
It's very,
you swing the club for you.
It's very large on Facebook, you know.
Is it really? You swing. Really, I'll check it out. Yeah. Who does it? Peter Croker.
Have a look. It's like Matthew Wolf, you know.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I need to check that. On Facebook, is it? Yeah, I need to look.
Greg's more into that stuff than I am.
All right. I thought maybe what's his name? Ledbetter would do something like that.
No, Ledbetter, are you kidding? He's got a good gig going.
Does he? What's he doing?
Well, he just his same thing, but he's got his name. David, have you heard of it? Is that why you're waving, or are you talking?
He's talking to somebody. He's talking to somebody. He's selling something. We are with Mr. Ogren for his third pick. He is also on the
Asian Tick,
Asian Express with K.H. Lee and Scotty Scheffler. Birdie, how are you feeling, David?
My wife's picking lice off of me.
Hello, Mrs. Ogren.
Mrs. Ogren's right here.
Hi.
Say hello to the German people.
Hey, hello to the German people.
It's very nice to meet you. We really enjoy
it. They are delighted. We are delighted.
Oh, God.
He's a very nice man.
Cameron Young.
That's such a good pick.
Same metric as K.A. Yeah, he played really good at Riviera.
Yeah, that's the guy I had on my list as well. But okay, there he goes. Cameron Young. Okay. We are back to the beard, who is sitting on Smith and Zalatoris.
Yeah, I'll take Burns to go along with those guys.
Burns?
Yeah.
The sideburn picks the beard picks sideburns.
Beard picks the Burns.
Beard.
Mike Burns. My friends call me Side.
Burns. Then we have Brother Burley sitting on Schauffele and Rory. Very nice.
Well, I think it's time to up the game a little bit. I'm going to go for Tiger.
There you go.
Tiger for the top 50.
Tiger for the top.
Ted, shouldn't you be complaining? He's Asian. Well, basically.
Tiger. Part. It's true. He's a Cabo Lodger or something like that. He called himself. I watched that thing he had called him Clabo Clajure or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
I remember that because right after that, this black lady is a comedian. She's pretty funny. She goes, man, Tiger Woods down to 25% black. But boy, let that boy screw up. He'll be if in the news, black golfer screws up.
We're gonna be taken down from whatever platform we're
shut down. There's nobody
we're getting shut down.
So don't worry.
We're getting shut down. Doc, where are you still there, Doc?
I'm still there and fascinated listening. An old tradition of South American PGA winners. The last one was, I think, Gary Player. I picked Louis Oosthuizen.
Oh, South African, we're talking about, not
South African. Yeah. You said South American, didn't you?
South American. No.
South African.
I thought you were going to go with Niemann then. Niemann's a good pick.
South American winner, I think.
And I'm going to tell you something. I'm on today with what do they call this? Helsey or whatever that is in English. Mind readers. I'm going to tell you something right now. Niemann is going to get picked by the chairman. That's a classic kind of pick he would pick. It's Joachim Niemann. He comes out of the gate with weird picks.
Don't say Niemann. That's my man.
I told you.
It is Mr. Shea, though. Are you still there, Casey? I know you have to leave early.
Still here. Can you scroll down just a little bit?
I sure can.
No, Bryson. Picking Bryson.
Yeah, that's good.
He's going to pick Coat Rack.
I'm going to go with, this is completely ridiculous. I'm going with Billy Horschel.
Billy Horschel. Oh, see, that's a typical Shea pick, Horschel.
Yeah.
Why? Because he's got good shoes. Jason, has anybody seen the coat rack?
I'm going I'm going up here. I'm going Homer. I'm going Homer.
Yeah, you know what's amazing? You know what's amazing, David? I mean, you're one of the few people here that actually watches golf, probably. Isn't it amazing how fast Justin Rhodes has dropped off the planet?
Yeah, I mean, he's already started to do other things now, eh? I mean,
he's going to the Asian or the whatever tour, isn't he?
Is he going to Saudi?
I haven't heard. I can imagine.
Anytime anybody picks Hama clubs is on his way to the Saudi because he's going for the money.
Life gets in the way, and maybe money.
Yeah,
that's it, correct. Isn't it? Yeah,
that's the deal. Yeah,
we'll see what.
I think he's doing a lot of good stuff as well, Justin Rhodes. You know, outside
he's,
golf,
he's mastered more golf swings than anybody on the planet.
Yeah,
every type of swing he ever had, he made it look good.
Yeah,
interesting. Mr. Fairing, the chairman is up.
Yeah, well, I'm going with Neiman.
Yeah,
I told you.
Okay, that was my pick, man. I was what Neiman.
I'm going to tell you something. Do I have two picks?
No, now Mr. Miller has two.
Number nine's got a good spot, actually. I didn't realize you get two in a row. I'm going to take Corey Connors.
Okay.
That guy is an amazing putter and could do well around this golf course.
You've done to play this game far too few to be good at it. You jinxed him.
Connors. And who else are you with, Mr.?
Okay, the next one I'll need to check. Wait, now you need to give me a couple of minutes now.
I can go down.
Tony Finau is a good pick because he always does well in these tournaments. Yeah, don't try to pick the winner. Pick a guy you know is going to finish and not get hurt.
I'm going to go for answer.
Oh, I've got the answer.
The answer is answer.
Abraham, I've got the answer.
Abraham, and he's pretty decent. He's on fire at the moment as well.
He's been on fire for years. Every time we have him in this game, he's top of the list. Never even heard of the guy. I did see him hit a shot the other day. He looked pretty good.
There you go.
Yep.
And now we're back to Heinz.
Can you scroll up just a little bit?
Well, yeah, up there's nothing left.
I know. No. I mean, scrolling up or down. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, if there's not up, there's down.
We're here.
Down, yeah. Okay, I take Garcia. It's about time that he wins the major.
Garcia?
Yeah.
Sergio.
Oh, my God. Heinz, Junge, you were on fire with that. Come on, Junge.
Oh, he's a very nice guy.
He sure is. Now. You should have picked the Pope. He's been down there about 1,005. That's unbelievable. You picked hello, you did.
You never know.
It's my turn.
You never know. Sergio could pick it off.
He couldn't pick his nose right now. The guy's history.
Yeah.
But he's a nice guy.
He's the guy
who spit into the cup, remember?
Yeah.
Okay, take your time, Frank. Who's next?
It's me.
That's why. Just pick something.
I don't want
to. Actually did pretty well. You were middle of the field last time, weren't you?
I did. Thank you very much. I'm glad you noticed.
There's a couple of good ones at the top there, Frank.
By the way, Craig, once this is over, the only thing that matters is that your guy didn't get disqualified because then he looks like an idiot.
I'm gonna.
It doesn't matter who wins. It really doesn't. Casey's won like 11 times.
He has.
He said he'd cut his hair if he ever lost against us, and he hasn't. So.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm going.
Wolf. What he got two F's in his name, Matt? Wolf.
I'm going Cameron Champ.
Yeah.
Cameron, you're the champ. You just jinxed him. Frank's another one. He and Heinz are great guys. They really are. I like them a lot. They can't pick their nose, I tell you right now. Nice history. There's Aaron Wise, my son's roommate.
Mr. Shea.
I'm going to go with is Cameron Champ still available?
He just got picked by Frankie, baby.
And I'm going to go with
Gary Woodland.
Webb Simpson.
Webb Simpson.
Oh, man, I can't believe you. Have you having some acid flashbacks or something? You'll win.
I tell you what, if Webb Simpson wins, man, we'll drink a bottle of whiskey.
I tell you what, I'll take off my clothes and start saying I can fly and run around the neighborhood until they pick me up.
All right, it's who knows, the good doctor.
The good doctor.
Fidel Castro.
You're too far above. You can go down again.
The other way.
That's what I like to say.
Good.
Hold on. Don't stop. I'm going to tell you who he's going to pick. Okay.
Okay. Tell me.
I'm going to tell you who he's going to pick. I'm looking at this names.
We are in the hit and hope area.
I know. Further down. And I'm going to, you look like a guy who would pick Leishman.
Nope. Further down.
That's what she said. Here we go.
All right. He's going to go.
I see it. Thomas Peters.
I take Peters.
Yeah. Go ahead. What else would you like, Heinz? It's a snake draft. You've got two picks. Go ahead. What are your next two picks?
No, it's a.
And we'll just let him pick so he can go back to bed.
I don't know. What further along?
Wiesberger.
Oh no, no, Sink. No.
Oh, Højgaard's a plane. Both of them.
No. You missed it. I missed it.
I missed it.
I think.
You missed what number?
I don't know. I've got to see. I've got to look.
You have JT, Hideki, and Louis so far.
Oh no, no, Westwood. 105.
Westwood.
Yes.
Wie alt ist der denn?
49. I always loved him.
Yeah, well, okay. I mean, I have not trusted unbelievable. Where I like these guys. I might win this week.
Yeah, seriously.
What's the rule going to be now if Westwood plays Saudi? Can he play majors?
That's a question, isn't it? Because you'd like to see your kid do well and win a tournament and get a little knock on the door for a $10 million signing bonus, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Did everybody on the European tour and the Challenge Tour get this letter from Pelly?
I don't know.
Email from Pelly.
What was it saying?
Not to play.
Play the Saudi.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, don't play. And they have not given permission to play, correct?
I don't know. I know that the PGA didn't, but I don't know about the European
tour. They're taking a harder stance on the PGA, the PGA side, but I don't know what Europe's saying. But
well, the European tour is, I mean, think about it. They don't have nearly the money. And anybody who's playing the European tour full time, it'd be stupid not to do that if he's like a journeyman or some guy.
Yeah, sure.
Because it's only the majors that you're really going to miss, isn't it? I mean, you know, the greengrocers, you know, open or something like that is not really that big of a deal if you
can. Yeah, but I think you can play the majors, no?
Yeah, exactly.
I think you can play the majors.
Yeah, but the question is, don't forget, the official world golf rankings is run by the RNA, and they're in bed with this whole thing. They're all in bed, those guys. If they don't give you points for the tournaments that they play, then you're dead in the water.
And you can't qualify for the majors. That's what you're saying?
Yeah, they need the world rank list. Yeah.
Well, you can go in there, maybe play the Monday qualifier for the Masters.
Yeah, but I mean, that's a 1 in 10. Huh?
I like the remark of Peter Thompson, you know, when Greg Norman came out with that idea.
Mm-hmm.
He said, that looks like if a few gentlemen would like to enjoy themselves.
Okay. Certainly. Sound like a guy you'd want to drink a beer with. Okay, Frank, wake up. Keep going, son. You're actually running this show, remember?
Yeah, it's Mr. Ida. It's Brother Burley.
Tony Finau, please.
Oh. Yes, sir.
You finally number got a good pick.
22.
It's not a winner. It's not a winner. It's not a winner.
He's going to make it through without hurting
he
himself.
He always finishes. That's the good news. He's yet to pull up lame.
Unless he gets bitten by.
It is Mr. Horner.
Yeah, and people are just taking my picks.
Take your time. Just pick the guy. There's
so many names left. I'll go for Fleetwood.
There you go.
Not too bad. Coming onto a game, I think, as well.
Yeah, he's due.
Fleetwood. Where is
he? I'll take your time, Frank. Hit Control F search, okay?
32.
There he 32. Is.
There he is, 32. Is he going to win something one day or not?
Of course.
Yeah.
Fleetwood's a good guy.
He might have missed his chance, though. He might have missed his peak, yeah. I don't know.
You think so?
Already?
I don't know.
He's young.
I don't know.
He's in his mid-30s, Craig.
Jeez. Yeah, I know, but you know, you got a grasp and you had a chance, and he was hot about 3 years ago, wasn't he?
Well, maybe
never know if that's going to come back.
About 2018, he was really hot. Yeah,
yeah.
I personally think that he's such a relaxed dude that he's not worried about.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, he's a good guy, man. I agree with that.
He doesn't get cut up on all that bullshit. He just keeps playing.
It is Mr. Ogren's turn.
Here he comes.
Yeah, he's
ready. Ready for this one?
Absolutely.
There's a good one here. That's going to be a good one.
Maverick McNeely.
Yeah, man, you're going from Riviera. I've checked that myself now. I checked that as well. He was like...
I'm looking at it right here.
Top 10, 12 under Riviera, yeah.
Although, I'll take my Asian guys against...
I'm
going
to leave CT Pan for Ted.
I'm telling you what, I'll take him next. Well, how did he finish there? Did he miss
the test? Even know if he's in the field.
Ooh, he played top 10 in Riviera.
I'll take my Asian crew against the field.
It is now Mr. Longball for two picks.
All right, just take the next two Asians, but start at the bottom. I want the hot ones.
We'll get
all the way at the bottom.
Here. Wait a second.
Go down there past Hines's favorite pick.
We got K.H. Lee is gone. Then we're getting down here. I don't know. Something must be coming soon.
Nah.
Kevin Na.
Does Na count?
He doesn't count.
He doesn't count.
He doesn't count.
Oh,
he's too good of a player. Kim.
Another Kim.
You got a Kim.
And a Lahiri. I'll take him. Lahiri is Asian.
Lahiri's not Asian.
Of course he's in Asia.
Where's he from? He's from some island.
Yu Young Kim. The Yu Young Kim, that famous, that guy that's got a big chance.
Yu Young.
Yu Hu Kim. Yu Hu Kim.
All right, and then we're going.
Go back up. I that one scares me, but who cares?
Which one?
If he misses the cut, am I out?
No. Hoshino.
It's not go the other way. He's Japanese.
Minwoo Lee. Oh, no, he's Australian.
Minwoo Lee.
He's Australian.
I love Minwoo Lee. I'll
Maury Harvey, he's American.
I love Minwoo Lee.
You want him?
Yeah,
he's Australian, no?
Yeah, he is.
He's Aussie, but...
I think Ted is going by, not by nationality.
Well, I mean, Australia is part of Asia, by name, so it doesn't matter.
Long ball. Okay, who was that now? Another Kim and the, sorry for you, the Lee. You really are.
Minwoo Lee, I love him. He's a great guy. He did a thing with Thomas Datre on swings, and Thomas said, this is what I do to hit the ball far. And Minwoo Lee kills it anyways. What do you do to hit it far? He goes, go to the gym. Other than that, I just hit the ball. I thought that was one of the great responses ever.
It's Mr. Ogren.
Well, I think you've just played yourself out of the game, Ted.
Back up to the first page.
Here we go.
See, that's what he's doing, Mr.
Berger's not a bad picker.
Man. Second page.
Nobody likes
I don't have any faith in Daniel Berger. That's why.
Really?
I don't.
Why not? He's a good pick. He always dies a little bit at the end.
Not the coat rack. I'm going to take the feisty cheater.
Reed.
This would be the kind of golf course that he can scrap out a really good finish.
Yeah. Good short game, huh? Yeah, absolutely.
But isn't that, didn't, what's his name, Berger also cheat? At the players,
he had the drop controversy.
Yeah, he has drop issues.
What do you mean he dropped the wrong way or what?
Well, what he saw was different than what his playing partner saw. But as somebody pointed out to me, if you're looking at your shot and you're looking right at it, you got a better look than somebody 100 yards ahead of you to the left 50 yards.
Correct.
Anyways, he was also nasty at the Ryder Cup with that referee, with Kepka, with that.
That was ridiculous.
That I thought was nasty. Reed is now one of the nice guys. So that is some team. Scheffler, K.H. Lee, Cameron Young, McNeely, and Reed. That's a
horrible team.
How many more picks do I have?
It's a bunch of...
You got one more pick?
Well, not right now.
The reason why I asked is I got to go.
Oh, okay.
Give him a pick.
No, but I got to go.
You got
okay,
one more.
Hang on a second. We'll only do it. We'll give you this pick. If Hines can pick your next pick, then you can go. Hinesy, what?
No. I don't have to leave. I have to go.
Oh, you go to the bathroom.
Oh, go.
No, in the meantime.
Ogren has to go to the bathroom. Mark, you are up, my friend. You're sitting on Smith, Zalatoris, Burns, and Fleetwood. That's some good hair.
Yeah, some good hair, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. What are you doing? Oh, your shirt is in that color too.
What, the color of my hair?
No, the zebra stripe thing.
I didn't know that Ben Bradley was playing. He's on number 40. Did you see that, it's Greg?
Pat Bradley. Pat Bradley.
Ben Bradley plays for Frankfurt. He's a nice kid.
He's a really nice kid.
Nice kid, yeah. He's a good kid, yeah. Good player.
Yeah.
That's a good pick, though, number 40.
I don't know him.
Keegan.
Oh, Keegan. Oh, yeah. No. Go down a bit, please.
How can you guys work together? I mean, how does your podcast work?
It doesn't
you guys just to. You guys just see who's awake and start talking? Yeah. No either.
I do want to make a quick announcement. One of the, not everybody's favorite, but a famous author is coming our way who has a new book.
Justin Rose.
Frank Adamovich. He's written a lot of books.
We have Greg Riley coming.
Oh, really? I love him. You talk about the guy for Sports Illustrated, right?
Yeah. Talking about sports writer of the year 10 times or so. Yeah.
That guy writes great books. I really enjoy him.
Where's Justin Rose? There.
He's my number two guy of all time. Dan Jenkins was my favorite ever. If you've not read Dead Solid Perfect, that is the funniest book I've ever read. Of course, you got to kind of be a little bit of an American to understand it when they go into all that gambling shit. But that is, you've read that, haven't you, David? Dead Solid Perfect. God, is that a foot? When those two pygmy brothers and they were writing the stories, God, that was hilarious.
Yeah. It is Brother Burley for the next pick. His fifth book, Schauffele, Rory, Tiger, Finau. Bam.
God, that's a great pick.
And I'm going to back that up with Mark Leishman.
Oh, I knew it.
He's got a powerhouse team.
Brother. He does. He's done his homework.
Figuring out.
He could be the earliest winner with the second time.
That's right.
Guess who was the guy who won the earliest? The fastest on this game.
The Dome.
No, the guy who won the first time.
Casey. All right, let's go. That's right. Yeah, very good. That was Casey. The Good Doctor. Is your cigar still going?
Yes, it is.
Fidel Castro.
I picked the Elastic Knee, Mr. Wolf.
The Elastic Knee?
Knee.
As in knee.
Where
knee.
Is he?
Knee.
Where is he?
Control F.
There you have him. 46.
That was my pick, 46. You know, with the UU swing.
Has he made a cut lately?
He will.
Oof.
He was struggling. Yeah.
Yeah, he's struggling. That's right. Mr. Shea, please. Are you touring Europe?
I mean, you never know.
There you go.
Nothing in the plans at the moment. But you'll be the first to know if it does happen.
I know. I can't wait.
I hope you get more people listen to you than watch this show. Jesus all right, let's Christ. Go.
It's probably not.
You can bring your girls' team. We'll get them front row tickets, Casey.
Oh, I'm telling you. I'll tell them that first one to make a birdie this season gets free tickets to this rock concert.
There you go.
I'm going with Keegan Bradley.
There's Keegan Bradley, number 40.
I'm telling you something right now, Casey. You that friggin' LSD flashback is really working today. You're digging deep on this one. That must have came from Oregon's friggin' what's that place called? Riviera pick.
Look at what's going on here up on top. Do we still have Scott, Bryson, Hatton, Berger? Thanks. I'm going with the guy who's been really hot on the European tour, this guy Fox here.
Ryan Fox. Ryan, he tends to choke the chicken a little bit. He's a nice guy, but.
How old is that guy?
He's a little older than Hurley. He's probably about 29 or something.
Oh, there you go.
Hey, Drew's playing, Drew Henley. I thought he was caddying.
Okay, there we go. It is Heinz, Mr. Fearing. He's also got a good.
Going shitty down team. Just a little bit.
Well, up or down, I'm afraid to ask.
Down. Yeah, okay, this way. Yeah. That means up, yeah. Okay.
Who do we got?
Yeah.
You got to keep going.
Yeah, there's nothing left, you know.
Well, I mean, if you go in that direction, there isn't.
Slow.
Stop right there. I know you're going to pick him. Go ahead and take him horse field.
Okay, I think Bezuidenhout.
Who?
Bezuidenhout.
Oh, Bezuidenhout.
Yeah,
he's up here somewhere.
That's a good pick. That's outside. He's a good pick.
Yeah.
Why that's would a you good say choice, that, Greg?
He's this a good guy. Here. That guy. Yeah, he's good. And he's great. 48.
Yeah.
I think he's due a win. I mean, I don't think he's major ready, but he's due a win, that guy.
Yeah.
He stripes it, by the way.
You make a lot of we should have like a secretary for all your picks and just see how they pan out.
We should have some kind of secretary. I agree.
It's on record. So
Mr. Miller, two picks. And if we're going six rounds, it'll be your fifth and your sixth, your last pick.
Right. My number five is one from my wife from Austria. Oh. Mr. Straka.
Straka.
And I've gone. That way we could see some more of his father being interviewed by Sky Jones.
Oh my God.
Yeah, man.
That was interesting, wasn't it? Oh, I've got Sepp Straka's dad here.
The guy was proud. The guy was terrified.
He didn't really want to do it, did he?
Take that other German guy right underneath him, Schwartzel.
Right, now I need to know somebody else, man. What else now? Here we go. Is Scotty Scheffler still there?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Where's McIntyre? Is he playing?
He is playing, actually, yeah. But he's
a good player, left-handed guy.
Great. Yeah, you don't think he's not playing enough, Ted? He's just not playing enough. He's gone into
this mold. I don't know. I only watch women's golf anymore. I stopped watching men's golf.
Yeah, that's where you belong, man.
I got Carol Lampert on tour. She's rock solid. I'd started teaching a women's team, too. That's the future.
I'll go for Van Ruin, yeah.
Van Ruin. There you go.
Van, I just ruined you.
Anybody can have a mustache like that, then he's
is that the guy with the mustache? He's a
that's the guy with the mustache and the jogger trousers and
that's right.
Tight t-shirts, man. He's awesome.
Looks like a porn star from the 70s.
He is a porn star, yeah.
Very nice.
How would you know that, Frank?
What? I'm old.
His wife's in the other room.
My wife is, I don't know, she's probably with the baby. I don't know.
Let's move on to another.
Look, Heinz is up. Heinz. Your last pick.
Okay, I take Thomas Peters.
That's a good pick. Okay. I think that's a good pick, Heinz. I like that pick.
Yeah.
I mean, really? He's a really good guy, strong guy, good ball striker.
Yeah.
I thought he would have been in the top 20 in the world faster. Where is he now, bud?
He's about 80
now or something.
There's another year and he is.
Yeah.
The other thing is too weak with the psychology side of it, yeah?
Yeah, mentally very weak.
He's mentally very weak.
I've talked to him quite a bit. He's a pretty strong-willed guy.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm just seeing what I see on the television. So, Well,
he's one of Mike Small's boys, and I tell you what, and I was very impressed talking to the guy.
I think he's got a bit of anger problems and stuff like that, you know, these control things, you know?
Yeah. I never had anybody around me like that.
Does he have anger problems?
I mean, again, I'm just going from what I see on television. Yeah. He just looks like he gets very upset, yeah?
All right, I'm going with my last pick. I'm going Pat Riley.
Oof.
He's a coach of the friggin' Lakers, man.
That's right.
Who's Pat Riley, man?
That's right.
What dude is he playing?
Riley. There you go. Mr. Shea, your last pick, sir.
All right. This pick is four. Mr. Longball going with Matt Kuchar.
Oh, no way. Are you shitting me? Youngin, I've lost all respect for you, man. That just shows you what depth this program's come to. The guy who does the most research. What do we got a new thing? You got to have a guy who's over 60 on your team. That should be a new rule. Well, of course, you could always take Butch Harmon. He's playing number 55.
Oh,
Butch?
That means you'd have to take Peter Fowler. He's pretty old too.
Yeah. Good luck to everybody.
Jake, easy. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Nice to meet you, man.
Come down the stretch.
That's right, Kucha coming down the stretch. Yeah, there you go.
There ain't gonna be no stretch. It's gonna be the Thursday Friday stretch. He's gonna be coming down. There you go.
We have the good doctor from Lone, please, with his last pick.
Could you please get a bit up?
I can get it up.
That's what his wife said. That was a joke, in case you didn't know that horn.
Co-crack.
Seamus Power.
Oh, there you go.
No, he did. That's awesome. That's way out there.
That is a good pick. I like that.
If you and him like him, he's dead. Okay, I'm going to bet. I'm betting on him to miss the cut.
Okay, Brother Burley, your last pick, sir.
Bubba Watson, please.
Oh, Lloyda, you had a good team going. What are you, nuts? I mean, the thing about him, too, is he's bipolar, so he might pull out. I hope you're 1, 2, 3, 4, and he has a meltdown, and then he goes home. He'll get this DQ'd and...
Thanks, Ted.
What happened with Alex Chaker getting DQ'd for the green reading book? What's up with that?
I don't know. David didn't know all that shit.
He won the senior PGA there last year, so he might be. There you go.
Arnold Palmer's playing. 71. You can pick him. He's the old
Arnold Palmer.
Talking about anger issues, I'll pick Hatton.
Yeah, it's not a bad one. He's actually playing quite good.
He's one of those out of the blue guys. And when he's hot, he's hot.
He's hot, man.
Slow down, Frank. 23.
I got it. I'm on it.
You can set your standard point size if you want.
I don't know how to do that. It's just a fucked up thing, man. It's some kind of free. So I don't know what that is.
That's a good one. 23.
No, it's called settings. By the way, it's not called fucked up. It's called settings.
There you go. Hogan, who did you pick? Hatton. All right, we still got Berger. He might win. We cannot afford not to pick the winner.
His mom is actually Japanese. I might take him.
Who? She's Berger? Berger, yeah. Okay. Mr. Ogren, will you take Berger?
I don't have any faith in Berger. I've already said that.
Yeah, I know.
Scott, no. Bryson, hell no. Coat rack. I'm gonna leave that for Ted on his last pick. So I have my choice here. I'm looking at Jones, Pereira, McIntyre, or Casey.
I would pick Munoz.
Casey's not playing.
Shay, Casey's not in the game.
Okay, number 37, Paul Casey. No,
that's a good pick.
I'm gonna go.
You're Jack Essen now. I would have taken Casey. He's a solid pick. He always threatens, but he ends. And he does finish.
He WDs. No,
You do not want to pick a guy who's going to WD.
Well, that's where I would be Casey.
I'll take Paul Casey.
No, he's not playing.
He's not playing?
I don't think he's playing.
Okay, then let me take...
Why did you do that? We could have laughed him off the program next
year. Right, exactly.
He lost before it
started. He's on the sheet. Is McIntyre been taken?
No.
Nope.
Somebody passed on him because he was left-handed. I'm married to a left-hander.
I passed on him because he wasn't Asian.
Where is he? There he is.
There he is.
Number 69.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
There we go. That's the magic number. You're Whistling Dixie.
That was right
he's
up.
In a four, long he's in balls. A foursome with Arnold Palmer and Tom
That's
Watson.
Long ball's number right there.
There you go.
It was it at some point. Arnold. He's playing with Arnold Palmer and Tom Watson.
All right, Ted, you have the last pick,
Sammy Davis
sir.
Jr. Go up and where's the next Asian guy?
Well, the Asian guys are well down. You got to go. You got to go here. Poulter, Molinari,
Big Berger,
Rattelli.
Oh, there's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one.
No, I'm taking Gino. Berger. I'm taking cheeseburger. I got a video of him at the tour school in Europe.
Why'd you take Højgaard?
He's not Asian.
Neither is Weisberger.
I didn't pick him.
Oh.
I'm going with Cheeseburger. His mom's Japanese.
You got to go high up.
You got to go up. Frank, wake up. It goes up there.
What you went with, burnt cheeseburger?
No, I'm going with Daniel cheeseburger.
You're going with this guy?
Yeah.
Really?
So here we are. Check this out at the tour school. And he's there with Sean Einhaus. I'm caddying for Sean. I've never met a guy in my life that's so cocky. And he was had this big goofy swing. And he's hitting these big block slices that the guy could putt his ass off. And he was talking about, yeah. He goes, I'm already on the web.com or what it was at the time. He goes, I know all those guys. I can beat them. I beat them in college. I'll beat them now. And I was like, man, this guy's cocky. I mean, because I didn't really rate his ball striking that much. But he went out to play his ass off. I started messing with him, right? He was so pissed off. When are you coming to Florida? We're going to play somebody. I said, I'll rob you. I said, you have no chance. We had a $100 run backwards race in an underground garage. I had him so pissed off. Sean's down there about to blow the whistle. I stopped. I said, I've changed my mind. This guy was so pissed off. He was going to run me backwards for $100 in an underground garage. I had him so pissed off. Oh, that's great. If I ever see that guy in 10 years, he'll still remember me.
Who's going to Hamburg to the tournament? To the what is it? The
I think I'm going to caddy for one of my guys in a challenge tour event. I would have liked to go on there because obviously my son's playing.
Yeah. Oh, that.
Yeah, I'm there. Yeah,
you're there.
I'll be there Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Yeah. So,
yeah, I'll probably be. I'll try to be there.
Yeah,
that's cool. A weird course. It's a. I'm, it's got what's got three par fives in a row or something on the back nine.
It's strange.
Three out of four holes. Mm-hmm. It's got some really weird holes on it. But I tell you what, man, you got no one. Whoever wins that's got to be able to hit the golf ball.
Yeah, they've got to play
the ball. There's no surprises there. You got to be able to really hit it. If the wind blows, it's a tough course. And it got some goofy greens on there, too. But it's always in phenomenal shape, at least when I've seen it. They're nice people up there on the golf course. Good guys.
Yeah.
That's the Green Eagle thing?
Yeah, it's good guys up there. Yeah.
We've got Holland before as well, so that's a big week.
And that course is supposedly phenomenal. That Brabus.
Yeah,
course.
You pay
like 200 euros or 250 euros. You get your food, you get a massage, all the range balls you want. You can play golf. That's a pretty interesting business plan.
Yeah, that was. I mean, Matty's got good memories there. He was second there last year, so he got beat by that boy down the stretch. Mm-hmm. Did you see that last year? No, the boy who won it. That guy that was.
Oh yeah, what's his name?
Oh man, it's Danish maybe, no? Broberg.
Yeah.
And this guy, honestly, this guy hit it sideways in the last round. It was off the planet. It was so bad. Yeah. And he played this par five. I think it was maybe 12, right? And Matty hit his four iron on the green to about 3 meters putting for eagle. He was something like two behind. This guy.
Under a bush.
Block slices his three wood second shot in a bush just behind it. And it was a non-playable shot. It was in this kind of waste area. And he tried to play it. It hit the stub of grass in front of the ball, bounced back, had to penalty drop it on the other fairway, duffed it just short of the green, and then chipped it in from an impossible lie. Chipped it in for six.
I remember.
Well, that was like...
That's Broberg.
That's like the guy who won the Masters. The last 2 days, he never hit a golf shot.
Yeah.
You know, the Danish kid, he didn't hit a golf shot. And he kept making up. He short-sighted himself. He put him in places where you'd put all your players so you knew they could have to practice. He was making 40-footers for par, everything. And finally, mentally completely exhausted, he had nothing in the tank left. You could see that on 16 or 17 tee. The announcer saying, oh, he looks absolutely done. He's history. He finally hits the fairway, gets on a green, makes 2 40-footers in a row, wins the tournament. Thank you very much.
Unbelievable.
Frightening.
I mean, he almost hold his bunker shot on 16 as well.
That was it.
Yeah, that was scary, man. Scary finish.
But you know, he's a player. You know, just like Broberg, he won that big tournament or whatever in China.
I was there when he won that tournament.
I mean, one of the big events.
Yeah, man. I mean, he was off the planet. I mean, he got something done with his eyes and all that. And then, but the last round, he'd hit every shot. The first, I think, Friday, Saturday, played amazing, and then on the last round, he just could not hit a shot.
I don't know if he takes medicine, but he's got some serious anger issues.
Okay.
You know who's got some serious
bipolar, issues? But he's got some issues.
Okay.
John Bon Jovi. Actually a nice guy off the course.
Mm. Have you seen John Bon Jovi lately? He's got some serious problems.
Why? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. He's like, he's got something going on. No, no, he's got, still got the hair, but that's about it. I saw like a video from him from Nashville, I think it was. We should have asked Casey. He would know. Yeah. All right. Low score, winning score this week. Anybody want to take a shot at
minus,
it?
Minus 30.
Minus 30.
Well, if you shoot minus 30, you'll certainly win.
I don't follow that logic, but I'll say, I don't know, 12 under.
I think 10 under. I don't think about that. 10 under
has been taken.
What's the par?
71. 71.
You've already made take the one par five and make it a 71.
Take off eight. Four. Is it, what under. Course are they playing?
Southern Hills.
Oh, that's right. That's a tough course.
Yeah.
I think when Tiger won, he was eight under.
Do you know the Tommy Bolt story at Southern Hills?
No, tell us. Didn't they kill somebody in the parking lot there?
Now, Tommy Bolt, one of my favorite guys ever. He's sitting at Southern, and they've had the PGAs there, and you were only allowed to hit two shots into a green, right? So he's hit like five shots into this par four. Guy drives up in the car. He goes, Tommy, I guess you know you're only allowed to hit two. It's a $100 fine for each one. He goes, that'll be $300. So he pulled out five. He gave it to him. He goes, there's 500. That's for the next two. And he dropped down two balls, hit two more on the green. That's my fantastic. Kind of guy.
That's great, man. That's it. I love it.
That's a good one, isn't it?
You know, that is lovely. You must know the Tommy Bolt story where he got fined for swearing as well, huh? You know the story about when he got fined for swearing?
Yeah, he gave him an extra 500 because he was...
Yeah. So go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Go fuck yourself or something like that.
Oh, yeah. No. The best one ever, is when the guy tried to get a drop and he said to the referee, he goes, you can't be serious. I can't get a drop. He goes, yeah. He goes, let me ask you a question. He goes, if I told you to go fuck yourself, would I get fined? He goes, absolutely. He goes, would I get fined for thinking it? That's pretty good, isn't it?
What? Now that
Tommy was famous for breaking his clubs, no?
Throwing the tomahawk and the helicopter.
Yes, you see, and then he was just coming to the 18th hole, and he was about one shot ahead, and he had to hit the second shot to the green. And so he asked the caddy, well, what do you think? Well, the caddy says, well, it's either 2-iron or 9-iron. And Tommy said, are you crazy? We have 167 yards here. And he said, yeah, well, that's all we have left.
That's a good one,
huh? Very nice. Nice ball. Now that Casey is gone, David, tell us the story with his dad.
Oh, I mean, Mike was a rules official. And so when he comes to give you a ruling, he's wrong. about the only time that Mike and I got into it was at the Western Open, and it was a slow play thing, and I got a little ticked off at him and whatever.
Yeah.
I don't even, you know, I mean, I had no problems with him. You got to remember a lot of these guys, like his dad was a tour player before he was a rules official.
Okay.
So Mike Shea and Slugger White and a couple of other guys, they had cups of coffee as tour players before they came the rules officials that we know. So,
okay. Yeah.
I didn't realize that obviously they weren't that good, or I'd have heard of them.
I mean, you were good enough to have a cup of coffee, but that was back on the Monday qualifying days.
Ah, yeah. And I remember I only Monday qualified one time because it was at my parents' hometown, and I was there in the summer, I think it was Columbus. At the Southern Open, you probably played there, Green Holland. And we qualified at Fort Benning. I said, hey, great. So we put in $100. We go out and play this little track they got out there. And I'll never forget it. Probably somewhere about the eighth or ninth hole, all these people start walking off the golf course. So about the next hole comes, there's more guys walking off the golf course. I says, hey, I said, we got some sort of a weather, you know, stoppage or something like that. And the guy who was playing with, he goes, what do you mean? I go, why are these people all walking off the course? He said, they're probably two over par and they knew they got to shoot 65. They're off to the next place. I couldn't believe it. I said, hell, I'm finishing. I'm going to be midfield in this event then. I mean, half the guys that played didn't even finish. It was unbelievable.
Hmm. You have some great stories, Ted.
Well, I mean, it's just one of a few. I mean, I got some better ones if you want to wait a little bit. Okay. Go back to the women's team. So we finally, in the history, the history of the women's program. And when I first won in 2014, that was the first time in 87 years that the team had ever won a national championship. I didn't even know it, right? So now we get to the women's, and for the first time ever in the history of the thing, we finished in the state championship, third place, and they won a medal. And the women, of course, were crying as they tend to, right?
What country is this in?
Germany. What else? Who else would be crying about gold? Anyway, they're crying, and we're sitting there, and I'm talking at the table. And I says, and I thought I was pretty good this week. I hardly used the F word. And then obviously a couple of the girls goes, well, you said to me one time on the golf course, are you fucking crazy or something like that when I told you what club I was going to hit? I go, did I really? I said, I didn't even know that.
They don't like that.
No, they're okay. They like me.
They must like you. They must like you.
Well, I mean, you know, what the hell? I'm not. Craig's seen me in action. I'm pretty good on a golf course.
Absolutely. It's going to be an interesting season for you, I'll tell you.
Wow, it's unbelievable.
Well, I mean, it's still going, man.
We need to get a podcast just after week five.
I could tell stories already right now for five or six in a row.
Just to see you after week five will be good.
What's week five? What's going on week
five?
They play five tournaments, right? The ladies team. So he's got to go with five events now.
Oh, and this was the first one?
This was the first one.
No. Oh, Jesus.
Well, what I'm going to do is, and I'm
going to... It's 150,000 steps.
We're going to get a second and a third place, and then I'm going to have one of my assistants go for the last two events and announce my retirement from teaching women's
team. Are you driving the bus to all five events?
I'm doing everything. There's nothing I don't
do. Making sandwiches for the girls?
I carried that stupid... And here's the thing, and Heinzel can relate to this. So we're playing, and I'm sitting there, and I go, oh, shit, we got to go get that damn cooler, right? Well, that's always on the 10th tee. So it's like 500 meters away, right? So I start to walk, and it's by the clubhouse, and I see this buggy, you know? And I say, hey, I'll just get in that buggy. And I get in, I start to drive. This guy comes flying off the terrace. He goes, what are you doing? What are you doing? I said, I'm going on vacation. I'm going to go to get our cooler. He said, well, you could have asked me. I said, there's 500 people on the terrace. How in the hell am I supposed to flag 500 people down? Then I said, I can get a buggy to go get the cooler and come back. He goes, well, if you would have asked, I would have been happy to let you have it. I said, tell you what, you can take this buggy and drive it where the sun doesn't shine. I'll walk over there. So I walked 500 meters to carry the thing back. What a dickhead.
Oh, dear.
Unbelievable. Can you believe that? Nine hours on a golf course, and some guy is worried that you're taking his buggy because it says rules on there.
Very nice. Gentlemen, it's been an absolute blast again.
Yeah, man.
All right.
Hold on, Frank, just so, because Craig is here for the first time. This is the end of the, what is this show called?
What is that new bet that you have going, Ted, that you made?
Roar Golf. Hang on a second. What's the name of this program, Mark?
I'm not listening.
What's the name of this podcast?
I don't know.
You got to give it a name, don't you?
We can call it Long Ball. The Long Ball.
I'm really witnessing this, aren't I?
So this is not really a podcast. So I'm on here for nothing?
No, yeah.
I thought you could actually send links to this to your family so they could see you or something. So
we can send it to your ladies too.
We should do a Facebook Live with you, Ted.
I'm going to tell you something right now.
Please.
We're going to hang up the goddamn phone. We'll keep the doctor around, Fidel Castro. Fernley, Heinze's got to go to bed. Right. And we'll keep Craig on, and we're going to call this podcast After Hours. Okay. And then we'll start the real show. Okay. And then we'll start to really have some fun. Okay.
Sounds like a deal.
Okay. That sounds like a next time, man.
I will send out the teams like always, and I will look for that
and
thing.
And I'll never read it as always.
There you go.
And when do we get the results? Do we have a result? Do we have a result show?
You get sport. You get updates daily. Daily updates.
Oh man, I'm excited.
Absolutely, good, man.
And then we get together to boast.
Ted,
I'm going to leave you. I'm going to leave you on this, Craig. Okay.
There you go.
Ask me why I picked only Asians.
I don't know. Tell me, please.
Because that way I'll remember who's on my team.
Mark.
I might remember one guy's name who I picked.
Can you imagine if an Asian guy wins that you didn't pick?
That will be Organ's pick, but he's going to have a guy get disqualified. I love it. He did all that research for nothing. And I'm going to tell you something. The Dome died when I gave him that nickname. Since he got the name The Dome, he's never showed back up.
He hasn't. He used to be
the lead dog in this thing until I made that story up about The Dome. Remember that?
He'll be back.
I bet he is.
Okay, guys.
I think so too. Craig, welcome back to Germany.
It was a pleasure, man.
Yeah, yeah. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care, man.
Brother Burley, good night.
Dog. Bye-bye. Take care. Bye. Nice to meet you guys. Bye-bye.
Feel better. You look great. You look great.
Smart guy, man. Ted. Take care. Sleep well.
Good night.
Hang on.